Welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, from Cambridge, England, we hear from Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the community there. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled, When God Had Nothing Left.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus began to speak to the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders in parables. A man planted a vineyard. He fenced it round, dug out a trough for the wine press, and built a tower. Then he leased it to tenants and went abroad. When the time came, he sent a servant to the tenants to collect from them his share of the produce from the vineyard. But they seized the man, thrashed him, and sent him away empty-handed. Next he sent another servant to them. Him they beat about the head and treated shamefully. He sent another, and him they killed, and a number of others, and they thrashed some and killed the rest. He still summoned left, his beloved son. He sent him to them last of all. They will respect my son, he said. But those tenants said to each other, This is the heir, come on, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours. So they seized him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. Then what would the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and make an end of the tenants and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this text of Scripture? Was the stone rejected by the builders that became the keystone? This was the Lord's doing. It is wonderful to see. And they would have liked to arrest him because he realized that the parable was aimed at them, but they were afraid of the crowds. So they left him alone and went away. The Gospel of the Lord. When God the Father gives God the Son to this world, to our humanity, he quite literally has nothing left to give. To give his Son and his Spirit is to give his entirety. All he has, all he is. There is nothing more. The infinite God, the unbounded God, the God who has no limitations, in a sense reaches a limitation of love, because he gives himself. And in giving himself, there is nothing else he can give. However, we do not see God directly. We see God through symbols, through signs. And even the humanity of Christ is a sort of sign, a symbol of the Godhead. We receive Christ in his humanity and his divinity, but we receive the divinity through the humanity. Because we need things we can see, understand, things we can touch, things we can live with as human beings. Here on earth we do not have a vision of God. Yet, in turning away from that humanity of Christ, in rejecting his words, his being, his gifts, rejecting his very presence, it is God we say no to. God cannot give us something greater than himself. He cannot show us something greater than himself. No greater beauty, no greater joy, no greater wonder than what he is, who was, who always will be. And as such, when the people in the vineyard turn away from the Son, they say, kill him and the inheritance will be ours. They're simply contradicting themselves. He is the inheritance. He is the gift. There is nothing better to inherit. And that's why with Christ we're brought to a choice between heaven and hell, between happiness and unhappiness. We seek to be happy everywhere except where our happiness comes from. We seek beauty when we reject the source of all beauty and the greatest of all beauty. We cannot find anything which will fulfill us. Everything becomes a contradiction, a lie, an untruth, a bizarre mistake about reality itself. God has given us all that he has. Apart from Jesus, apart from the Son, he has nothing else. Everything else is merely created, everything else is merely echoes and thoughts of that reality, that truth. They seek the echoes of the true sound, the true music. What we hear it's just ugliness, because the echo itself is to lead us to the truth. God has nothing more than Christ to give us. Who needs more than Christ?
Thank you.